Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Welcome as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more. Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Let's Talk Business, the radio program of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Today we shine the spotlight on a major step forward in the growing partnership between Barbados and Ghana as both countries move to strengthen private sector collaboration and expand their presence in each other's markets. Over the past 2 years, the BCCI and the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry have been working toward a formal cooperation agreement that will open new doors for trade, investment, and joint ventures. While both countries currently engage in only small amounts of direct trade, the potential for growth is significant. Barbados offers access to the wider CARICOM market, while Ghana provides a gateway into West Africa and the vast African continental free trade area. This MOU creates the framework needed to unlock those opportunities. A major aim of the agreement is to improve the exchange of business intelligence so that companies can better navigate regulations, understand market conditions, and identify sectors where collaboration can flourish. The partnership also includes business matchmaking, targeted sector briefings, and preparations for future trade missions. Priority industries include renewable energy, agriculture, and value-added processing, creative industries, ICT, and other areas where both countries share aligned goals. Even though earlier plans for signing the agreement were delayed, the collaboration remained active. Throughout 2024 and into 2025, the BCCI continued refining the document, strengthening sector data, and identifying companies ready to engage. Support from GUBA helped reconnect both chambers and restore momentum ahead of the GUBA Conference and Awards, which was November 10th through 12th. This renewed commitment culminated on November 12th when the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry and the Ghana National Chamber officially signed the MOU, marking a significant milestone for both private sectors. The signing now paves the way for a fresh round of business engagements and sets the foundation for a new Barbados-Ghana trade mission planned for 2026, ushering in a new chapter of commercial cooperation. In his remarks, BCCI President Paul Innes underscored the significance of the agreement, noting the MOU opens new doors for stronger business collaboration, greater market access, and deeper commercial ties between Barbados and Ghana.
On behalf of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, it is my honor to welcome you to first GUBA Trade and Investment Forum 2025. Here in Barbados, under the inspiring theme of Reclaiming Our Atlantic Destiny, Connect, Build, Renew. The theme speaks to the heart of why we are gathered, to connect our peoples and to build shared prosperity and to renew the bonds between Africa and the Caribbean that history cannot erase. As it relates to pursuing and engaging with the Chamber of Commerce of Ghana, the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry is pleased to be partnering with the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry. This partnership between our chambers will pave the way for joint business missions, trade delegations, and exchange programs between Barbados and Ghana, and by extension, open channels for Barbadian companies into West Africa and for Ghanaian and African companies into the Caribbean. This is exactly the kind of concrete outcome we seek. A framework for sustained collaboration beyond the conference room so that our businesses continue to engage month after month, so that our businesses continue to partner with our African counterparts, as we see this as part of a broader strategy of South-to-South cooperation and diaspora-led investment, aligning with the African Union agenda of 2063 for a connected global Africa. Barbados offers strong investment opportunities across tourism, renewable energy, agriculture, financial services, creative industries, healthcare, sports, manufacturing, and infrastructure. We are diversifying our economy through sustainable tourism development, clean energy projects, climate smart agriculture, and a growing fintech innovation ecosystem. There is increasing demand for creative production, medical services, sports events, and niche manufacturing supported by special economic zones. We have upgraded our ports. We will upgrade our airports, logistic hubs, and digital networks, which will strengthen connectivity between Africa and the Caribbean. Barbados provides a stable, business-friendly platform for partnerships that create jobs, scale technology, and open new markets across the Americas. I would like to highlight the commitment of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry to champion private sector development here at home to ensure Barbados remains an attractive place to do business. We work closely with the government of Barbados on policies to improve the case for doing business and the investment climate, whether it is advocating for efficient customs processing, better access to finance for small businesses, or digital government services. The Barbados Chamber also provides market intelligence and networking opportunities to help our businesses scale up to global standards. As I conclude, I would like to urge that as we move forward with momentum, that our conversations and ideas translate into ongoing collaboration. I think that will be key and critical. Let us be clear to follow up with actions, whether it is forming working groups for each sector, planning trade missions for the next year, or I wouldn't even say for the next year, but I think it has to be continuous. So the whole idea of just one trade mission, I think we need to rethink that, reimagine how we can not only start, but sustain the engagement, because it is out of sustainability, a sustained effort and commitment, that we will then begin to build the networks and see the traction required to create and ensure that our businesses do establish the roots and partnerships that are required. So the Barbados Chamber of Commerce will work diligently with the Ghana Chamber and our African counterparts to champion initiatives that deepen African-Caribbean ties, positioning our private sector at the forefront of this historic bridge-building movement. Today's signing of the Memorandum of Understanding between our chambers will set a practical and accountable framework for deeper trade, private sector growth, and knowledge exchange. I think the knowledge exchange will be critical for us. In just speaking to some of our members, they really want to understand and appreciate your space, Mr. President. And from that understanding, then I think we can kind of zap and understand the opportunities as well on both sides of the fence. So we intend to create a structured pathway for partnerships, sector linkages, advocacy, and measurable results. So let this moment mark a renewed Atlantic relationship built on collaboration, shared prosperity, and a promise for future generations. Thank you. And may this forum remind us that the point of action begins right now, here and now. Thank you.
Also speaking was the president of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Stefan Miasan, who highlighted the many benefits the partnership will bring to businesses on both sides. He also stressed their commitment to continuing the push for direct flights between Ghana and Barbados, noting that easier travel and reduced transit through other countries would greatly improve trade facilitation and strengthen future cooperation.
Thank you, Mr. President. Having listened to you, it feels like what I'm going to say is what you have totally said, but I'll just add a few. In about 4 years thereabout, there was a delegation led by the Prime Minister of Barbados to Ghana, and I had the opportunity to be a panel member on a discussion. And it was the first time I ever heard that to come to Barbados, you needed to go through another country. At that point, I raised a strong objection that for me, as a Ghanaian and as an entrepreneur, having the future or looking at the future of coming to do business in Barbados, it didn't really sit well that if I wanted to come to Barbados, I need to come through another person's country. In the event that I'm not able to get a visa through that country, it means I cannot come here. So when Guba approached me with the first word of coming with a direct flight was the most exciting news for me. When I heard that, I just jumped on it. I said, I want to come with you. Coming here, I was asking myself, am I coming home or I'm coming to a foreign land? I must say, indeed, it feels home. It's only different because of time and space. Having said that, there are numerous opportunities between our two countries that we could tap upon. Ghana is a bigger country in comparison to Barbados. That means that the opportunities that we have that we can also bring to Barbados is enormous. Talking about agriculture, talking about mining, talking about fintech, talking about banking, talking about industrialization, manufacturing and processing. All that process, all these are things that Ghana do have in a larger size as compared to Barbados. That means that the knowledge in that forum is higher. So Barbadian companies have a great opportunity to benefit from the natural resources that our government currently are putting in laws that says that we need to process those natural resources in Ghana. So companies that have the capacity to be able to establish industries in all forms of the natural resources that we have, the gold refinery, the bauxite and manganese, and all of that, the timber processing and all of that, the cocoa processing areas. These are avenues that companies in Barbados, if they are interested, and we are encouraging them to come, these are as a gateway to West Africa and then the African continent. Yes, Ghana stands tall. Just yesterday, I read in the news, Ghana has surpassed South Africa as the biggest producing gold country. So these are opportunities that are there for our brothers in the diaspora. Because we see ourselves, or we see Barbados as part of us, it is what motivates us as a country to want to bring this to Ghana. Having said that, and also with the initial flight, the direct flight, of which we have always advocating, we want to make a promise to you that we are going to work with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and some power brokers in our country to see that this does not become just the one time, but as always. Because of the purpose that we do not want to come to this land through somebody else's land, where it becomes difficult to even probably acquire a visa. Because sometimes it's not easy to get a British visa if I want to come to Barbados. It's not easy to get an American visa if I want to come to Barbados. It's not easy to get an European visa if I want to come to Barbados. So if the opportunity is there for me to bring an investment directly, then what is important now is to be able to, first of all, work on a permanent direct flight that comes to this island state as the first line of action. So we want to promise you, and I want to take this opportunity to also pledge my support, that as we go back, we are going to ensure that we put in every effort to ensure that this becomes permanent. We have some local airlines, Africa World Airlines, we have Passion Air and other ones that are in the pipeline. We're going to try to encourage them to look at giving us a direct flight to here so that it becomes easier for us to be able to bring the investment. Having said that, exchanges of our personalities between Ghana and Barbados are one of the things that you have already spoken about. I'm sure that the signing of this agreement today firms up the activities that we need to put together to ensure that this does not become just a ceremony, but it becomes an event that moves on from today till eternity. So we want to once again thank you for the warm hospitality. Even though I haven't seen much of the day, but I see this as a beautiful country, an island state. We are here to enjoy it and look at all the other opportunities that we can also take back home. In the last administration of our country, there was something we called the year of return. Now is the Black Star experience. It was an experience, it was an event that allowed our brothers and sisters in the diaspora to be able to come back home. We want to take that Black Star experience and move on again and encourage those of us here on the island to be able to come back home to experience Ghana, the hospitality, the culture, and the food that we have, so that the bonding between us and our sister brothers and sisters become stronger. On that note, Mr. President, we want to thank you very much. And we are happy to sign this this memorandum of understanding that binds our two chambers of commerce. Thank you very much.
Meanwhile, the chair of GUBA, Yvonne Aba Opoku, said the organization exists to build meaningful connections across the diaspora, and she expressed her pleasure at seeing Barbados and Ghana take this important step toward deeper collaboration.
You know, GUBA exists to connect our diaspora, you know, with the continent. And for me, what we've done in terms of connecting the Ghana Chamber of Commerce and the Barbados Chamber of Commerce is exactly what we set out to do, you know, connection in terms of how we do business, how we trade, how we visit each other's country. Yesterday I was at the airport to receive the chartered flight. I was very emotional because I know how much work has gone on behind the scenes. And on that chartered flight was Mr. Stefan, our president of the Ghana Chamber of Commerce. You know, being here and hearing from the president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce as well just confirmed why it is important for us as GUBA to facilitate these opportunities. So I'm incredibly proud and incredibly happy and excited about the future of how Africa, with Accra, Ghana being the gateway and Barbados being the gateway of the Caribbean, you know, how we actually extend and expand our trading relationship with our brothers and sisters here in the Caribbean. You know, Mr. Stefan, president of the Ghana Chamber of Commerce, mentioned there, the key thing is we need to be able to connect. How do we connect in terms of travel here? So for me, that's very important that we move at pace to make sure that we can have a direct flight to come into Barbados, whether it's a cargo flight or whether it's a commercial flight, so people and goods can travel in and out of Barbados. And also, not beyond trade, the culture aspect. I speak to, you know, brothers and sisters in Barbados, and we want to come to Ghana. You know, I was having similar conversations at the airport yesterday when the flight arrived. There's a lady who picks me up every time I arrive here, and she said, I want to come to Ghana. So for me, it's, you know, it's the cultural aspect that Ghanaians can come here and our Barbadian brothers and sisters can also go to Ghana, experience the culture. When I drive around or being driven around, I feel I'm in Ghana. That's how I feel. When I see my brothers and sisters here, I see that they look like somebody that I know in Ghana. So for me, it's really about trade, investment, cultural experience, and also skills transfer. We already have Ghanaian nurses working here in Barbados. We have a similar agreement with other island nations where Ghanaian nurses, so we can have that skill transfer and really support each other and help each of our economies to grow, to unite, and to build together. And that's what GUBA we stand for.
And that brings us to the end of today's edition of Let's Talk Business. The signing of this MOU marks an important milestone for both Barbados and Ghana, setting the stage for greater cooperation, new business opportunities, and stronger ties across the Atlantic. As always, the BCCI remains committed to supporting our members, expanding partnerships, and opening new pathways for growth. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you with us on our next program. Have a good afternoon. That's it for another edition of Let's Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Join us again next time as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.